I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, July 9th. A group trying to repeal the recent salary increases approved for the mayor and city councilors have collected over half of the 8,000 signatures of registered voters needed. Members of A Just Quincy say so far they've collected the signatures of 4,500 registered Quincy voters and are hoping to collect the rest by tomorrow. Volunteers will be out at public locations today and tomorrow gathering more signatures. If they succeed, state law says that the city council will have to repeal the raises or put the matter to a vote in a special election. The city council recently approved a salary increase for the mayor from $150,000 to $285,000 and for councilors from $30,000 to $44,500. A Just Quincy says the raises are too high and were done without proper public input. Eastern Nazarene College in Quincy says its planned closure will eliminate all 125 jobs. The school disclosed that last week in a mandated WARN report. A small Christian school of just over 500 students, the college said last month that it will cease operations before the end of the year. In its filing to the state regarding the layoffs, Eastern Nazarene said the closure will begin in late August and last through next spring. Almost all of the 125 layoffs will take effect in that period, with the possible exception of a small number of jobs remaining active after then to help close the facility. The college most recently reported 25 full-time faculty members and 82 part-timers, according to the U.S. Department of Education. Its enrollment was just 535, with a graduation rate of 35%. The man who allegedly stabbed workers at a Plymouth Rest Area restaurant was ordered to be held without bail in court yesterday. 26-year-old Jared Ravisa was arraigned on assault to murder charges in late May for stabbing two McDonald's employees at the Route 3 rest area. At about 6:52 p.m. on May 25th, police received several 911 calls on reports of the stabbing at the fast food chain. First responders found a 21-year-old woman and a 28-year-old man with stab injuries. Police said surveillance video from the restaurant appears to show Ravisa reach through the drive-thru window and stab the man with a large knife. He then allegedly was seen leaving in a black Porsche, returning to the McDonald's on foot, then going behind the counter. According to witness statements, that's where Ravisa stabbed the woman. He then left the area in his car. He's also accused of stabbing four children at a movie theater in Braintree. Investigators took Ravisa into custody when he smashed up his car in Sandwich after the McDonald's stabbing. Ravisa's dangerousness hearing was held yesterday, with the judge deciding he would constitute a threat to the public. He's due back in court on August 6th. 24-year-old Cohasset man is facing numerous charges after police say he broke into several parked cars, ransacked them, and stole items from the vehicles over the weekend. 24-year-old Jack McMillan is charged with breaking and entering motor vehicles in the nighttime with the intent to commit a felony, breaking and entering motor vehicles in the daytime, receiving stolen property, and possessing a Class E drug. He was arraigned yesterday at the police station during booking. Police said McMillan had a key fob to a Porsche that investigators suspect was stolen. Police arrested McMillan Sunday night after receiving reports of vehicle break-ins throughout the day and night around Cohasset Village, Pleasant Street, Redgate Lane, and Fern Way. In a complaint filed in Quincy District Court, Cohasset police allege McMillan entered several parked cars Sunday, ransacked them, and stole items. Officers arrested McMillan on North Main Street after an investigation and after receiving 911 calls about suspicious activity. Police said they recovered stolen property along with several prescription pills that did not belong to McMillan. Attorneys for Karen Reed yesterday filed a motion to dismiss charges in light of new information about jury deliberations in Reed's recent trial. The filing came exactly a week after Judge Beverly Cannone declared a mistrial in the case after a vow from the Norfolk District Attorney's Office to retry Reed. Her team asked Cannone to dismiss charges, including second-degree murder and leaving the scene of an accident causing death. In their 10-page motion, attorneys said they received unsolicited information from a juror who said the entire jury agreed the second-degree murder and leaving the scene of an accident charges were off the table. Attorneys said two other people came forward with third-hand information from two other jurors. Citing the third-hand information, the defense said the jury was initially split 6-6 on the remaining charge of manslaughter while driving drunk. Defense attorneys said the jury ultimately deadlocked along an 8-4 vote. Reed's defense said Cannone should have polled the jury to determine if they were in agreement on any of the counts in the case before declaring the mistrial. If Cannone does not dismiss the second-degree murder and leaving the scene of an accident charges, Reed's team is asking she conduct an inquiry of the jury to get more information confirming the defense claims. Cannone set July 22nd as a date for parties to return to court to discuss their next steps. While the defense filed its motion yesterday, State Police Trooper Michael Proctor faced a duty status hearing after he was relieved of duty following the mistrial. Proctor served as the lead investigator in the case and came under intense scrutiny after he testified about vulgar text messages he sent discussing Reed. He was suspended without pay following his hearing. Now, citing risk of harm to the jurors in the Karen Reed murder trial, the judge ordered the list of their names to be impounded. Last Monday, the judge declared a mistrial after the starkly divided jury failed to reach a verdict after 27 hours of deliberations. Cannone said there is a risk of immediate and irreparable injury should the list be made available to the public. The impoundment order expires in 10 days. Unless otherwise ordered by the courts. A newly released audit of the MBTA highlights several shortfalls in the agency's practices. The audit spanned a two-year period from January 2021 to December 2022 and focused on its safety and performance practices. The inspection found that the T didn't effectively manage its contract with customer service ambassadors, which resulted in a failure to train them on the T's operations and safety practices. The report also noted most station safety inspections weren't completed on schedule. Several safety incidents involving the T happened during the audit period, including the death of Robinson Leyland. Leyland was dragged to his death by a Red Line train in April of 2022. His arm got caught in a malfunctioning train door at the Broadway station. T says it's now reviewing the findings of the audit and will address the issues that it raises. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow down 31 points. The NASDAQ was up 50, and the S&P added 5. Global stocks mostly higher. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $81 a barrel. Sports, the Red Sox host the A's tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast, heat advisory is in effect for today, mainly cloudy, hot, and humid, the high of 94 degrees. Tonight, muggy with some patchy fog, a low 75. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, hot, and humid, high 90. Thursday, morning clouds, afternoon sun, high 90. Friday, some morning thunderstorms, and a high of 89. For the boater, waves about a foot and a southwest wind. At 5 to 10 knots, becomes southerly, 10 to 15 later today, high tide 2:48 p.m. Sunrise 5:16, sets at 8:21. Traffic note for River Bridge, scheduled to open Wednesday at 6 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, July 9th.